JPP.
Yeah, his back's bothering him, so we thought we'd hold him.
You would expect him on Monday, though?
I would, yes.
Is that something that did it lead up to today? Has it been bothering him earlier in the week?
Just recently started bothering him.
Mosley, you got hurt yesterday?
He practiced.
Mm-hmm. Kenny Phillips making progress?
He made some progress. Yeah, he practiced limited.
Mm-hmm. How about Jaquan Williams?
He did some today, a little bit more than he's been doing. Any other roster moves?
David Boss.
He worked. He limited. Mm-hmm.
His deal still.
Yeah, he did not. He came out and did a couple of things in individual.
I think a lot wondering how he's sort of stepped in from the beginning and his versatility.
Whenever called upon, he's done a good job.
Is it tough to get those kind of guys?
Very tough. Very tough. He's very conscientious. He works hard. He has a lot of pride in what he does.
Tom, you have a history of rookies sort of starting to contribute more at this time of year. In 2007, that happened. It's happened a couple other times. Is that part of any philosophy that you have dealing with first year players?
Well, it's a developmental philosophy, and the idea, the concept is to try to get people where they are able to provide good play for us on a lot of levels, and this is where we are with these guys at this time of year. Hopefully they've done their homework, they've been developed, they can go into games and we can have confidence that they can, you know, do more than just one or two things. They can be a well-rounded player, and that's where it happens at this time of year. You got to try to have some balance. I mean, you go through and you search and you find, you know, schemes that have worked and are successful, and whether or not you can incorporate them, that's another thing. But you're going to try, obviously, to have some things that you can go to and call upon to have some kind of balance.
Sometimes do you have to do it backwards?
Sometimes.
You know, set up one for the
sometimes.
Other. Is that a dangerous on the road a little bit? Because, you know, you put the ball up a little more harm's way on the road, things can maybe.
We've had a lot of road opportunities to do it both ways, and sometimes we've been successful, sometimes not.
As you get your linebackers back, Keith has been practicing this week, and Jaquan getting close. Does that free up Kiwi to be more of a defensive lineman? He's been pretty effective.
Well, he's been very effective in that position last weekend.
Coach, you're not giving away your game plan. Can you talk a little bit about defending RG3?
Well, we've worked hard at that. It's not an easy chore. He's throwing the ball. He's very accurate with that. I think just like all people with that kind of ability, you do have to constantly be reminded of your containment responsibilities. And in this case, because of the option, you've obviously got that involved too. Well, it's rare. It's not easy. It's a difficult thing. But when you sit back and try to assess exactly, and this happened a couple of years ago, how to get your best players on the field, that was the way we could do it.
Pierre Garçon wasn't around the first time you guys faced him. What does Garçon do that?
Veteran, leadership, outstanding receiver, speed, all of the above.
You think Garçon makes a big difference to
them? I think anytime you have a player of that quality, no question. Just another weapon that they can utilize, and he's made his mark. The games he's been back.
Do